BBC News with Julie Candler. The director of the US Secret Service, Julia Pearson, has resigned a day after accepting full responsibility for a security breach at the White House. Last week, an intruder armed with a knife sprinted across the White House lawn and burst through the unlocked front entrance. Here's our North America editor, John Sopel.
Julia Pearson was given a rough ride when appearing before a congressional committee. One member saying that he wished to God that she'd protected the White House in the same way that she was protecting her reputation. And all the time, the drip-drip of fresh allegations. It was originally claimed that Omar Gonzalez had barely got to the door of the White House. Then it became apparent he'd got into the heart of the building before being overpowered. And it's also been revealed that a security guard carrying a gun and with three convictions for assault travelled in a lift with the president 2 weeks ago, a clear violation of Secret Service protocols.
The US Secretary of State John Kerry has called on the authorities in Hong Kong to show restraint towards pro-democracy demonstrators in the territory after days of protests. In response, China said foreign countries should not meddle in its internal affairs. Speaking in Washington, Mr. Kerry urged the Chinese authorities to tread carefully.
As China knows, we support universal suffrage in Hong Kong according with the basic law. And we believe in open society with the highest possible degree of autonomy, and we have high hopes that the Hong Kong authorities will exercise restraint and respect the protesters' right to express their views briefly.
The protests, which began on Saturday, have spread to new parts of the city as the territory's pro-Beijing leadership celebrated China's National Day. The United States has raised questions over Israel's policy towards the Palestinians after the first meeting between the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and President Obama since the recent conflict in Gaza. Speaking at the White House, Mr. Obama said the status quo between Israel and the Palestinians had to change. Just hours later, the White House spokesman Josh Earnest strongly criticized Israeli plans to move ahead with a controversial housing development in East Jerusalem.
This development will only draw condemnation from the international community, distance Israel from even its closest allies, poison the atmosphere, not only with the Palestinians, but also with the very Arab governments with which Prime Minister Netanyahu said he wanted to build relations. It also would call into question Israel's ultimate commitment to a peaceful negotiated settlement with the Palestinians.
As doctors in Texas treat America's first Ebola patient, the state's governor, Rick Perry, has told reporters that some school-age children came into contact with him. Mr. Perry said the children were being closely monitored for any symptoms. The patient, a Liberian man, is in hospital in Dallas. World News from the BBC. A Somali-American convicted of plotting to bomb a Christmas festival in Oregon has been jailed for 30 years by an American judge. Mohamed Osman Mohamed, his student, was found guilty in January last year. He had been supplied with a fake bomb by undercover FBI agents who he believed were al-Qaeda jihadists. An organization dedicated to tracking down Nazi war criminals has handed the German authorities a list of 80 elderly suspects it thinks were part of mobile death squads. The Simon Wiesenthal Center in Jerusalem wants those still alive to face prosecution. It says they were members of SS-led paramilitary units known as Einsatzgruppen. Jane Peel reports.
The Einsatzgruppen were paramilitary units whose members were drawn largely from the SS. The mobile squads followed Nazi Germany's troops east through Ukraine and the Baltic states in the early years of the Second World War, rounding up and shooting Jews and others considered enemies of the Reich and seizing their property. The killings, which began before the death camps were operating, are considered to have been the start of the Holocaust. Just a few of the estimated 3,000 members of the Einsatzgruppen were tried and convicted after the war.
A huge rectangular feature measuring more than 2,500 kilometres across has been identified on the surface of the moon, according to new research by scientists. The landmark lies just below the surface and has been revealed by measuring the subtle differences in the moon's gravitational field. There's been renewed controversy over judging decisions in the boxing at the Asian Games in South Korea. The Indian Sarita Devi was so angered by her defeat that she refused to bow her head to accept a bronze medal. She then tried to hand it to the South Korean, who the judges ruled had beaten her. Sarita Devi has been placed under investigation by the International Boxing Federation. BBC News.